Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
There's a lot of people in the world that will take the challenge to climb the mountain.
But the great ones can get to the top of the mountain and say, you know what? I can be even better.
You become the mountain.
I am the river.
I am a simpleton.
Bill Belichick and Nick Saban, the two great football coaches.
Belichick must be punished harshly.
He should be suspended indefinitely. Do a thorough investigation. Talk to ex-employees.
I would steal his dog.
The football team, the football staff, and the coaching staff had nothing to do with what happened. Nothing. So we have no involvement in it.
Reached out.
Do not have anything to add. Do not have anything to add.
Right now.
B-roll is stuff that you can play in the background.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
I would burn him at the stake. Has anybody brought that up yet? Burn
who
him at the stake.
Yes.
Belichick. Of course you have
so
to.
This is
right?
Got
to be out of the league.
So,
you can't allow a cheater like that in the league.
This is it's funny you brought that up. This is similar to the Salem witch trials.
Very similar.
It's there's a little bit of truth to it, but it's been exaggerated,
exactly.
Overblown.
Well, a lot
and
of things
there's a lot
are that
of half truths, a lot of exaggeration.
Burn them!
So,
Burn them!
Because it doesn't matter how much you deny it. You're a witch. I don't care. But I don't have spells. You're a witch. Little Billy said, you're a witch. You're a witch.
So here's one issue I have. And listening to all these shows and listening to the national people, who, by the way, actually some of the national people are kind of backing down. Well, you'll hear from some of them. Ryan Clark, who loves to jump ugly all over the Patriots, is backing off and saying, no, they didn't do it.
He's actually smart.
Yeah, buddy Chris Sims is sitting there. Come on, this is not a football thing. And so I think, you know, some smart people out there realize this is just the dumbass TV crew that went out there. The producer had no idea what the hell he was doing, and it had no connection with football operations. But Judy Batista came out here in the last couple of hours, and she's apparently claiming that there's nothing on that video that you couldn't get off of, game broadcast to the All-22. And here's the problem I have with that, and I think the problem the New England Patriots have internally if this thing is released. As we had mentioned yesterday, we're already hearing that it probably is the whole first quarter and not 8 minutes. The 8 minutes is what...
Which is kind of irrelevant,
right,
but whatever.
Right, it is. Right? But if they release it, do anybody out there believe that the Rob Parkers of the world, that the Stephen A. Smiths, that any of these people are going to understand that?
I can hear him already.
No way!
Look, right there, there's Taylor. He's giving a hand
exactly.
signal.
Exactly.
They're showing him giving a hand signal. You know, we were talking about last night with Curran, and he brought up a good point. Like, if you're watching, let's say it was the whole first quarter. If you remember the original Spygate and people had talked about it, you got to sync up a lot of things. So it's a shot of the scoreboard. It's a shot of, like, the first and 10, then a shot of the sidelines, time of the game. So it's all got to be synced up. Right, so to watch a film in which they're doing this, that's probably what it would look like. All right, first and 10, 8:42 to go in the first quarter, and then because you need the situation.
Correct.
You can't just sit there and say, "All right, they gave a signal here, and this is what came." Okay, well, what was it? Was it third and 10? Was it first and 10? Was it third and long? Third and short? Was it goal line? I don't know. Great, I got the sidelines. So, I think a football mind would sit there and say they can't use this. Right, but to your point.
These aren't football minds.
No, not at all. Max is going to sit there and say, Zach Taylor, look at it. They're showing the coach giving signals, Stephen.
Yep. It's going to be worse.
Well, even if it doesn't matter, that's what they assume is happening. But I don't need to mock one of these national, you know, analysts, one of these national talking heads. I
Let
don't
me give
need
you
to
a
do
max
it.
Level of analysis.
I went on a radio station in San Francisco, 97
Today?
The game.
Oh, no.
Yesterday.
Oh,
and honestly, it's exactly what I thought.
Is
it
prank?
No, it's like I'm doing
a
reconnaissance.
Oh,
I'm doing
wow.
I'm doing the apology tour.
No, it's not Fourier. It's Chuck.
Exactly. I went as myself. It was amazing. That's exactly what it was. It's exactly what it was. The whole conversation we had yesterday, right, about Bill, the perception that Bill has his hands in everything and is aware of everything. Like, I couldn't convince those guys that he has nothing to do with Kraft Sports. Well, how could you say that when all we've heard for years is that Bill is in control of everything? So why wouldn't he know what an advanced scout would be doing along with Kraft Sports? Why would he not know that? I don't believe you. Well, I can't help you. I can't help you because it's just too easy for them.
It's a problem.
It's their problem.
But it is a Patriot problem in that the perception out there from the previous instances.
Just pile it on. Throw it over there.
But I keep on hearing people say, well, just release the video. Just release the video. Releasing the video is not going to do any good. I don't care what Judy Batista tells you. They're concerned down in Foxborough that if that thing gets out there, people are going to perceive it as sideline video. And that's all they have to see. Oh, they had the camera on the sideline.
That's it, Glenn. You're right.
Right. That's it.
Okay.
And they're going to sit there and say they were cheating.
Is that's the football sideline. Okay. There's the get back coach. There's the head coach. There's the players. I see the white lines. That's the out of bounds. And all I know is that a camera is pointed at their sideline. That's all that matters.
I got a job, by the way, for our buddy Chatham. Okay. Because I'm hearing it on a lot of shows, including shows on this radio station.
Go ahead.
In which people are talking about all of the signals, and if you pick up the signals, you have the insight into the game. Ooh, you know what you can understand? You can understand the audibles of the quarterbacks and all this other stuff.
Who's saying that?
Okay.
Nobody wants to know that.
Danielle?
No, other host on this radio station.
Like who, Mutt?
Or, I'm saying,
what?
I would like to plead for Matt Chatham to come in and spend some time with some of our people here and explain to them that now you have a green dot on the back of the helmet.
And I can finish it off with a little story about Mike Nugent.
Thank you. And the communication goes directly into the headset that is located inside the helmet of both the defensive player and the quarterback. And that's how they do it. Notice what the coaches do on the sidelines. They cover up their mouth with a piece of paper. So you can't read lips because they're projecting that information no longer in signals, but through their mouth into the headsets. We need Chatham to educate people, the world. He's the smartest man in the world.
You don't get this information like really from
no,
the game
you
broadcast.
Don't.
Guys like Ryan Clark and others, maybe. I guess I'm a little bit surprised that people are having this sort of reaction. I didn't think anybody would. You know, I didn't think anybody would look at it and say, you know, I don't care if it's impossible to use this footage. They taped the sideline, put them away for good. Strip them of everything. Start with the penalties of Spygate 1.
Yeah, but you're getting the dopes.
I'm surprised that we're actually getting some people that sit there and say, okay, you know, this isn't Spygate. They didn't use this information. However, I mean, personally, do you think it's a fine for this? It's a fine for the organization.
They're going to get fined.
I mean, it's a fine.
I wouldn't be surprised if they get a $500,000 fine.
It's a fine.
Because they violated a rule. Maybe $250,000. They're going to get a hefty fine.
It's a fine.
But you're not going to take away a draft. You should not take anything away from football operations. They didn't do anything wrong, even though you get the knuckleheads accusing them. You just mentioned Ryan Clark.
That would be harsh if they took, but if they did, it would be, what was it like, the Falcons with the crowd noise? They got a sixth or a fifth?
That's a bigger deal. That's affecting the game.
Yeah, it is. But then you got, did the Browns lose like a fifth or sixth as well for the guy texting the Farmer, wasn't
remember.
He like texting the coach down to the sideline? So it was like
isn't that
fifth
amazing?
Or sixth.
Cleveland Brown, we don't remember.
This is nothing, but it's almost like, do we have to remind you and the rest of the league again? So, I mean, that would be a severe penalty. A fine and a fifth.
But the only reason
that would be it.
Lock and Four are saying two firsts.
Oh, he's out. What did I say two weeks ago about
two
Lock firsts? And Four? Is anybody
two
paying attention to him?
For Kraft production on a film they obviously couldn't use?
Please, he's an Adam Schefter wannabe. That's what he is, and he's failing at it. But it's amazing to me when you hear all of these people, and that's why they'll get a hefty fine or whatever, because Goodell wants to calm down all of the Max Kellermans and the Stephen A. and all the bad publicity the league's getting. This is Ryan Clark, former player, hates the New England Patriots, hates what happened with him, with Pittsburgh, with the Patriots, thinks they cheat all the time. And he understands signals, understands what you're doing and how you're doing it. And this is him on First Take today.
I believe they're cheaters.
I believe they're the best cheaters in the world. And I don't believe they were cheating this time. What, they're going to film them and get this? They want to see Zach Taylor do this the whole game? It's not the same league where people are signaling from the sidelines and you
Radio
can get these things.
Out,
it's a lot different. And when you look at their approach to doing this, and actually Bill Belichick's approach, I appreciate him basically saying, yeah, y'all, we cheat. I'm a Pittsburgh Steeler. I played against this team. I want them to be caught cheating. I was totally on the side that Deflategate was wrong, that Spygate was wrong. But in this one, I don't see the issue.
Wait, hold on. Whoa, whoa,
some
whoa,
good
whoa,
cheating
whoa.
Music
whoa,
in the background.
Wait a second. I'm okay. I'm down with Bill when he's like, yeah, I cheat. Like,
yeah,
what is
y'all,
he,
we cheat.
What is that?
Bill
when has
that.
Bill ever said, yeah, y'all, we cheat?
I missed that part.
Have you guys ever heard him say
no.
y'all? First of all, has he said y'all?
Yo, no.
Maybe he's down the south.
No, he's confusing him with
we
Nick
cheat.
Saban.
What is he talking about?
I like that about him. Yeah, y'all, we cheat.
What is he talking about?
I have no idea.
I love the fact that Bill.
He's talking about getting caught. I mean, he's talking about like Spygate. He got caught. He admits it.
Okay, yes.
And he admits here that they did something wrong. But it had nothing to do with football operations.
Again,
that's
you're
all.
Marrying cheating to this.
Yeah, I know.
They're not connected. And I hate to go back to it, it just doesn't matter. But in the end, like, I feel sorry
matter.
For Matt, because I feel like Chatham's head is going to explode. He keeps going to Twitter. He keeps trying to explain to people what is going on. He keeps like diarrhea of the mouth on the keyboard, whatever you want. And it hits
Smart
the wall
guy.
And it falls. It hits the wall and it falls. It goes in one ear and out the other. They don't care because all they care about
he can
is
educate
the fact
the world. What's wrong with you?
He can try, but it's useless. It's useless.
Right. He's fighting a losing battle, and that he's right in what he's saying. The problem
so is Ryan Clark.
Right.
Besides the
right.
all
these
part.
People don't want to hear him. And I heard Max Kellerman's reaction to it. You know, and Kellerman just was defying him. I think at one point he said, "You know, who took over your body today?" or something like that. They don't want to believe it. They want to go with the little simple. Outstanding headline, New England cheats. They cheat all the time. That's what they want to go with. And that's fine. And that's why it really doesn't matter. We could sit here and say, I think we all believe this was a snafu with the TV crew and had nothing to do with Belichick. Matter of fact, today in his press conference, notice even the news TV people didn't even show up today. So apparently they're not even buying it. This was a golden opportunity for them to throw a bunch of crazy questions at Bill, and they didn't even do that. But we could say it all we want. It doesn't matter because the perception out there is still going to be
and you
gotta that
own
there's
it.
A connection
and
here.
At this point, I think you have to own it. There's nothing you can do about removing it, explaining it convincing. You can't convince the Rob Parkers of the world and the Max Kellermans. And even Ryan Clark, to a degree, is misguided.
Well, how about
he's not misinformed, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the right information. And he's a Pittsburgh Steeler, so he uses that as a bias,
right.
Obviously, because he was a victim of the Patriots multiple times. But okay, so
they
he acts like he's acts like he's all like oh down with it and he's okay with it. Then he throws that yeah y'all we cheat
y'all
again.
Never heard Bill say y'all.
None of those things should go together.
We cheat.
Well, you brought it up with being on the San Francisco station yesterday, and they're telling you that Belichick is involved in all these different aspects. Well, we back here in New England, y'all back here in New England, understand that Belichick has wanted nothing to do with anything they're doing on Kraft Productions. Matter of fact, he has disdain, I think, for half the stuff they're doing over there.
Yeah, that's
sure
right.
does now.
Right? And he has, and if he didn't before, you're right, Lou. Oh. He certainly does now.
That's right.
Because it gets in the way of him winning football games. That's all Belichick cares about is winning the football games. So the TV production, like he's going to sit there and know what they're doing day to day with like guys like Matt Smith. What is he doing today? I want to know
coach.
Everything.
I do what's best for the football
Thank
team.
You.
I
mean, it's ridiculous.
I can't understand that.
All right, let's get to the phone calls and we'll get to obviously some more reaction to all of this. We might even get to a football game though. Are they really playing a football game on Sunday?
They are playing a football game against another football team, but that can be debated as
Bill,
well.
Bill said it today. You know,
great team.
Very deceiving. They might have only
Every
won
facet.
One game.
Great, lot of weapons.
Right. Right.
Great quarterback.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yeah, they dropped the ball an awful lot. You notice that?
Nope.
And
nope,
their
they
defense,
never do. They never
defense
drop the
doesn't
ball.
Take an awful
can't
lot of weight.
Can't expect to drop the ball.
By the way, you can run against them. They're the worst running team in the league. If Sony Michel can't run,
are you going to fall for that again?
I guess so.
Come on. It's not the same thing.
This week, he's got to come up with at least 75 yards.
They've been playing crappy defenses now for a while.
Yeah.
Can't stop the run, please.
Yeah, be a little
that dream
concerned.
Is over.
All right, the most wonderful yet limited time of the year has returned. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event is year with a flurry of exceptional offers. Visit your local dealer or mbusa.com/winter event for offer details or to schedule a test drive today. Teddy Bruschi will be joining us today at 4:30.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Marloney, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
It does seem that they have settled on the idea that there was no competitive advantage to be gained from what is on this video, because they seem at least initially to have come away from looking at the video and saying this is not something you couldn't have gleaned from watching a regular right. television broadcast or from seeing the coach's tape. We'll see how that shakes out. I suspect the Bengals would probably disagree with that assessment right off the bat, but we'll see.
All right, that's Judy Batista. So she's probably right.
Well, that's
because it was done, we know, for a documentary on an advanced scout. It wasn't done for cheating and figuring out signals for football, or as Chatham tells
us.
Well,
I felt like yesterday I was under the impression that when they did see what was on, it was going to be even worse, right? Because you had said that the Patriots were concerned.
Yeah, because
what's on the film.
It's sideline stuff.
Right,
Luke.
So I just figured that they were actually going to be in trouble once they viewed it.
Yeah, because
but it sounds like now that they viewed it, there is nothing there.
No, that's Judy Batista's portrayal of it. And
well, someone from the league, she's basically saying people have seen it from the league, have looked at it and said this isn't really gaining much information.
Yeah,
so it sounds like.
But
it's
we were
not
hearing
that.
We were hearing that yesterday, that the league was looking at it and looked at it with the Washington Post. Somebody else had a report.
The Washington
as well.
Post said if the league looks at it and deems that you can get it from any film, then. Probably wouldn't be that many sanctions.
Well, yeah, I think it's going to be
a
fine.
You were kind of telling us yesterday that there was something on there.
No,
that they are concerned.
No, I think they were concerned about the fact that it is sideline video.
Yeah,
so they didn't match anything up. So what she's basically saying is what you pointed
out.
Well,
they didn't have any time to match anything up.
Right. What you were pointing out earlier is that if you had a full cheating program going on, you're matching up the scoreboard, the situation, and the sideline, even though we all know it's probably outdated. You can't do that stuff
anymore.
That's
done. If that was happening, that's done post-production.
Correct.
You know, it's done after the fact. You take it back.
Match it up later.
Yeah, you match it up later.
You do. So it's not going to look in that respect. But if it's a sideline view and they air that on ESPN, I'm going to tell you right now, Lou, that a majority of the people that watch that are going to sit there and say, there it is.
Proof.
That's what's
going to
happen.
I agree with that.
That's what I think they're concerned
with. I agree with that, but honestly, I don't think that when you tell me that the Patriots are concerned, I don't think the Patriots, the Crafts, or Bill, or anybody is really concerned with what Shannon Sharpe thinks.
I think they are.
They're concerned with what the league thinks. You know, that they're going to come down on them, given what you think that when you say that the some people in the Patriots organization are concerned. They're concerned because Max Kellerman's going to keep picking on them?
No, I think they're concerned because
the public is going to view it a certain way?
Listen, you look at Bill Belichick, okay? He's being viewed right now, and you're seeing it with all these specials, as the greatest coach of all time. Not just in football, but maybe in all of sports. He also is a historian. You don't think Bill is looking at this saying, some ridiculous, half-ass, TV production that they're throwing up on digital is going to embarrass me, embarrass my coaching staff, and embarrass the organization? You don't think any of that is going on? You don't think he's pissed right now at them sullying his reputation when he knows that he had absolutely nothing to do with it?
Well,
that's what they're concerned about.
And the other thing,
I never said they were concerned about what the league was going to do.
That's how I took it.
Well, you misunderstood it. It's sideline video footage.
I misunderstood a lot of the stuff you said yesterday.
Well, it's your fault.
It took him a while to get to it. No, actually, it's your fault. I wouldn't say it's our fault. We both had the same issue.
I heard you with Dan Patrick. I thought you were very...
You were much better on Dan Patrick.
Yeah, you were on point.
Well, Stan.
Yeah. Why did you do that with them and not in your own show?
It's Dan. And this is you guys. And,
he has
this
weird loyalty to random people who have nothing to do with our show. Right, it's like the old these old young guys don't get it.
I have more loyalty. God,
I mean, he
please.
Started off with Dan,
your loyalty.
Dan, let me tell you, my sources have told me this, and this. With us, it was like,
I heard Ben Volen repeat the exact same stuff today. B-roll
the
stuff you can play in the background.
And they came up with an idea, and it just was
like the history of B-roll.
And do your job documentary.
I was trying to give you what happened in all of this. But I don't think, because they don't believe they did anything wrong. So I don't think they're concerned about the league, but they're concerned basically that this producer, who, as I pointed out correctly yesterday, is an employee of Kraft Productions with an outsourced video guy, but if it's viewed by the public and it's viewed by people are going to look at it and say, it is sideline footage. That's not what I see when I watch the game on TV. I watch Tom Brady and I watch the players and I see the play developing. I don't see all this sideline stuff and footage of a coaching staff doing something on the sideline. That's what an advanced scout does. That's what he's looking for.
Let's just assume, right? So let's just say they went to Bill and said, all right, everybody gets in line. Like the wait staff gets in line. The equipment room gets in line. All the cooks and the chefs who prepare all the food. Everybody gets in line. Grounds crew. They're all waiting to give. And Bill just sitting at his desk. He's waiting for an update so he could sign off on all the things. Hey, we're gonna paint the field differently this time. Okay, sign off. Hey, I'm gonna make maybe waffles for breakfast for dinner. Is that cool? I wanna make breakfast for dinner. Sign off on that. So you're telling me Kraft Sports comes into there. If they did, which I don't think they did, which I know they don't, they came into his office and said, hey, we're going to do this thing. It's called Do Your Job. We're on season 2, episode 6. We're going to follow around a scout. Okay. And that scout is going to be an advanced scout. We're going to go to Cleveland and it just happens to be, and are you okay with this? I will guarantee you, I'll put my life on it. He probably said, well, make sure you don't film the sideline. I think that would be the first thing. A red flag would go up because you're too connected. You can't run away from it. Video camera, scout, visiting stadium. Okay, listen. Well, you know the rules with the video camera. Make sure you don't put me in any bad position by filming the sideline. Okay, good. If that was the case, there's your orders. There's your instructions. Okay, now, go ahead and do your thing. Nobody mentioned anything to this film guy. Acting alone, if I could say that.
I, I said this yesterday.
No, but we all
he didn't know. That guy did not know what he was doing.
Okay.
He had no clue.
I can see him right now. You mentioned a tripod. Here's a little handle. You turn it, and you just sit there with your arms folded.
He had no clue.
And you sit there and go, I need B-roll.
Yep.
I mean, I saw Joe Giese. I saw all these guys. Joe Giese, who was one of the producers at CBS, because people are questioning the amount of time that they were filming. And they're, why would you need that much footage? Well, Joe had just did some footage last week about Bergeron, skating. Last week at Warrior Ice Arena, and he said he shot 30 minutes. And you know how much he used of that 30 minutes? 15 seconds.
Of course.
So, that's the way business is done.
We also said that yesterday. You might have picked up on that a little, but we brought that up yesterday. That was part of it.
Yeah.
Listen, this guy was naive. He didn't understand the rules. When you talk about specific instructions from Belichick, my understanding was before the project began, they sat down, told Belichick, we'd like to do this, and they gave all of the different people they wanted to do with it. I don't know whether he was crazy about it or not, but apparently at that time he greenlighted, he approved it, and they ended up doing it.
Oh,
now, from that point on, I don't know how active he was in the particulars. My guess is none of them. None of them. He approved it from the beginning. Probably wasn't crazy about it because he doesn't like any of his people speaking to anybody.
I mean, come on, fellas.
But do anybody think that he was sitting down this past week and going, okay, we're going to do this thing. The TV's going to do this thing. Let's make sure that we have no footage of the field. No. It was never brought up to him.
You know, here's the problem is that it smells and it stinks, and now it's just on you, and you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, because of your past.
Yeah.
You're living with your past, okay?
You can't run from your past.
Hey, write that down. Hey,
isn't there a song, '80s song about running from
Jesus.
Your past?
Go find it. Here's Dean in Boston here on OMF. Hi, Dean.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Dean.
Good. Hey, so on the other side of this, perception around the league, perception from the rest of the country about Pats being cheaters. I personally have had a lot of fun with this. I'm from Boston. I had a job where I traveled the Northeast. I'd be in hotels, eating out in bars in Pittsburgh, in Buffalo, in Cleveland. And I would sit there during dinner and I would chat up the locals, you know, when the football reel is going on the TV set. And I'd say, so you guys figured out how the Pats are cheating this year? What? And like, well, I'm from Boston. I got to say that I know they're doing it. They're like,
oh, God.
What do you mean? Are you serious? I'm like, hey, we're in first place. We must be cheating. We're playing for money. Of course we cheat. Aren't you guys cheating? You don't even know how? Oh, you haven't figured out how the Pats are cheating? Boy, what do you got? Why aren't you cheating? You guys have got to be stupid. Or are you stupid because you haven't figured this out? And just watch their faces turn red and watch them, like, watch their little heads explode. Oh. It's a blast.
Okay, so you're enjoying it.
Yeah, you got a couple people that embrace it.
I enjoy it every time.
Yeah,
I think there's some people out there that are tired of defending it.
Tired. I've heard a lot more of that in the last couple of days. People are more are tired.
And this one
of
isn't
right
even
now.
Something that you just like, really? You know, Spygate, you sat there and said, I mean, even Robert asked, Bill, that famous quote, you know, did you really need this to win? You know, if not, you're an idiot. You know, or Deflategate. Whether you thought of it or not, whether 100% guilty or not, something was done somewhere, whatever. This one here, you can easily brush aside, but it's just, you're in the same conversation again.
Right.
You're there. I mean, people, whatever. What were you doing filming the Bengals? You know, it's like, oh, my God.
Well, I think this
back
one.
Here again.
Yeah, I think this one pisses them off even more so in that they know exactly what happened. And they know that there was nobody from football operations that was involved in this. And yet that's where the finger is being pointed.
Oh, I get it. But right. They could also, I mean, it's hard to really get, I mean, I understand why they're frustrated, right? But there's a reason why people are taking this to a certain level. It's because what this organization's done in the past.
No question. And so, you know.
You can't get too pissed about
it. Okay, so I said it might be a hefty fine in that they did violate a rule, and it goes to the organization and not to the football operations by taking a draft pick. So I said it might be up to $500,000, but let's say it's only $100,000. Can you imagine the outcry across the country? And the commissioner's got to think of stuff like this because he's running the whole league with all of these 32 franchises. People are going to be up in arms if it's only $100,000 or $200,000. Guaranteed.
Well, but they want a pound of flesh. I mean,
But the commissioner's got to think of that. He can't worry about New England.
His job is not to sit there and be influenced by people who are just suffering because they hate their position in life.
You should know
better.
That's
not his job.
Yes, it is.
I know, but this commissioner
puts his finger up in the air, and he figures where it's best for him, and that's how he's going to roll.
Hold on. Yeah. Okay, because in the past, I would say that with Deflategate, a lot of the teams were pushing for a hardcore punishment, not allowing him to quit. Even though the whole thing was a kangaroo court, I thought there was a lot of outside influences, people with a lot of power, a lot of money, that were pushing that agenda. Hey, you don't know. Don't let them push you around. I know you have your friends with the craft. Don't sit there and do something. No. You got to finish this. I would say if you gauge the temperature of the room, most owners would be like, man, this is some bull stuff.
I think you're crazy.
You don't think so?
No.
You think Jerry Jones is like, get him?
Maybe not Jerry Jones, but I think there are a bunch of organizations. I'll guarantee you Cincinnati is right
Sean
now.
Sean Conn, what do you think that guy's name in Jacksonville.
What do you think Cincinnati is right
but
now?
But, you know, the thing is, too, it's
yeah. Sean, oh, that's some Star Trek.
You know what? What they really should do is
from the Jungle Book.
To your point, owners can be upset, right? But they don't know. So the GM of the Bengals, whoever the hell it is, you know, you sit down with your owner and say, hey, listen, I just want to let you know, the video that I'm looking at here, you might be all worked up over this thing. I'm just telling you that I couldn't do anything with this. Nobody could do anything with this. You know what I mean? So I don't know, like you need to get football people in with the people that are pissed, whether it's, you know, in the NFL, meaning owners, to have them realize that there's nothing there. As far as the talking heads, I just find it extraordinary. I think the New England Patriots only care about the NFL and how Roger Goodell is going to come on them. I find it extremely hard to believe the Crafts give a rat's ass about the Talking Heads or the media or the public.
Oh, I think he cares
about...
All
they care about is how the league's going to come down on them.
Yeah, I think he cares about public opinion. I do. National public opinion.
Now, and these guys, what's happened to him in the last calendar year. But.
Right, right. And these guys shape it. And these people out there shape it. I just think this one is one of those where there are other teams, Christian, that are going to pounce on this because they're going to look at it as an opportunity. All right, we're right back to the phone call. 617-779-7937.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
Again, do you really think the Patriots would stoop to something as low as filming another team when it's not allowed? These are not the Patriots I know. You must be thinking of some other team that's been caught filming opponents, possibly showing up at a Super Bowl walkthrough and allegedly deflating footballs. That's not the Patriots I know. Nothing to see here. Just your regular run-of-the-mill feature on an advanced scout that they happen to film in the press box of a game, which includes their next opponent.
That is Jim Rome being very sarcastic.
Is that what it was?
Jim Rome.
I thought that was Mutt.
Coincidence.
Yeah. You want to get run or do you want to get racked?
I thought that was Mutt last night. Yeah, that was Jim Rome.
Mutt had some of that.
What is up?
He does a good impression. Here's Ken and Holliston next up here in EEI. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Glenn. How are you doing?
What's up?
I'd like to approach this maybe from a different direction because I haven't heard anything from any of the talking heads or media. But and I hope I got the thoughts straight because I heard on the Hills show this morning that the Bengals or the Browns, while this guy was stupid and was filming and did what he did, and let's face it, they say, okay, it wasn't malicious, it was stupid, they actually filmed him doing something wrong for, I don't know, 8 minutes or whatever they did, just so they got proof.
They had video of the video.
Then they thought, so what the hell is more malicious? This is like somebody, companies that work for us say, if you see something wrong, everybody's in college, stop them right away. Or,
wait a minute. Worse? Because he's saying that what the Bengals did is worse by allowing them to continue to do it?
Bengals had nothing to do with it.
So I've heard that
Bengals
too. So
wasn't a home
why,
game.
If the Bengals were
evidence.
Witness that somebody was doing, why didn't they stop him right away?
Because they were trying to catch him.
Yeah, they were trying to get as much evidence as possible.
They said they're filming our sidelines. I'm going to film them. Some rogue guy thought he was like in a movie playing a role. Got a for a while there, had to, you know, showed some courage and was like, ooh, I'm going to be part of the story. Yeah. I'm going to film the Patriots filming our sidelines, and I'm going to be part of this.
So they sat there for...
And I'm going to have proof that this is what they did.
Well, that's why they said, we got you dead to rights. We got you. Yeah. We're red-handed. We finally got you. We got the evidence, because that's what everyone's always wanted.
Yeah,
sort of proof.
To me, that makes all the sense in the world. I've heard a few people say that. Well, why didn't they stop them and tell them, you can't do that right now? Because they knew, and we've seen the seating arrangement. Patriots were seated in front of a group of staff members from the Bengals who were sitting behind them. They were watching this for a while. And so what they did is they finally figured out, what the hell are they doing? Do they have that camera on? Is that camera on? Is that on our sideline? And after a while, they taped them with their own camera.
Well, they were taping then, what they were filming, they got, right?
Yes. And then
now,
did they need
that to confiscate the SD card? I mean,
no, they got the NFL.
No,
they
what I'm NFL saying is that this guy didn't tape the Patriots doing it and just went to security and said, I saw what they were taping. It's illegal. They're like, well, I don't know. Do you have proof? Well, I saw it. All right, well, I can't just confiscate someone's SD card because you saw it. What he did was he took a video and said, look at my video. Look what they're looking at.
Right.
So, I mean, you could be mad at the way the Bengals handled it, but he handled it to make sure that he proved that they were doing something.
Yeah, I've heard
wrong.
People say that. And to me, the Bengals did exactly what I think you would expect another team to do, especially if it's the New England Patriots with a history and you're playing them next week. Absolutely, you would do it.
Yeah.
Here's the other one, and I heard this one this morning, and people are confused about this. And they keep on saying, well, why would they do it with Cincinnati on their schedule for the next week if they were just doing a feature? Because they were doing a feature on an advanced scout. An advanced scout goes and watches the week before the team that they're playing the very next week. So it could have been Baltimore, it could have been Dallas, could have been any one of these teams that they already had played. It just turned out it was Cincinnati.
Yeah, well, we're on to Cincinnati.
And they're
I'm not sure it really matters either, because they could have been doing Cleveland.
Yeah, but
and they could have been like, whoa, what are you doing Cleveland for? Well, future. I mean, that's what they did it for.
Right.
To line things up for the future.
But people are sitting there.
Just for that next week.
Yeah, so people are sitting there saying, well, they should have done it when they weren't playing an opponent, and then it wouldn't look that bad. No, they were doing the feature on
the
advanced
scout. So like I said, so they're going to tell their advanced scout, listen, we're going to do a feature. Rather than send you and actually do your job and scout the Bengals, we're going to send you to that Vikings-Raiders game. A Chargers game, rather. Well, neither one on our team. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, we just need
B-roll. We just need B-roll.
The fact that they were doing it with Cincinnati as the opposing team with an advanced scout makes more sense that it was they were doing a TV production with an advanced scout. But I've heard that one. There's a lot of misnomers out there. Here's Jim in North Attleboro. Hey, Jim.
Yeah. How you doing, guys?
Good, Jim.
I know it makes for good talk radio, and it's tough to get excited about, you know, talking Pats Bengals for Sunday. But right. I think we're getting all too obsessed with what these national talking heads are saying. I mean, my God, we've been through this how often between, you know, Spygate and Deflategate?
Right.
It's kind of old. Well, that's why saying.
Well, that's why we're doing it, though. And I'll tell you why.
I get it.
I'll tell you why, because the commissioner ultimately is going to make the final decision on all of this. And if you remember, and we'll take Deflategate, the Patriots had all sorts of scientific evidence supporting their side. And yet they lost Tom Brady for four games. You know why they lost Tom Brady for four games? Because the national opinion that was established by these national talking heads was that New England cheated. And so there was pressure on the commissioner, not necessarily to follow science, but to actually put his finger up in the air and say, how do I protect the shield, all 32 teams under the shield?
Science.
So that's
saying the talking heads influenced the NFL on Deflategate.
I did. Yes.
Really?
I do. Yeah.
And I think Lou's got it right as far as what the Patriots' perception of these talking heads are. They could care less.
I agree.
Don't think the Krafts, I don't think Belichick, I don't think the players could care less about what the talking heads are saying.
Really?
I think they're more concerned about the NFL's interpretation. And in this case, I don't think the talking heads are going to have that much of an impact.
Hey, Jim, two things.
Yeah.
One, if you remember a couple of weeks ago, I think we got callers during the course of the week when there were talking heads going on ripping the Patriots, and everybody said, oh, what, it's irrelevant what they say. And then the game is over, and you get people like Kyle Van Noy talking about Max Kellerman and what Kellerman's saying and how that gave him motivation to win. And here's the second one, Jim. A lot of these talking heads that we're hearing, they're Hall of Fame voters. They put these people in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I would say that I just interpreted it differently. I thought they were more concerned with the league. If it's just the talking heads, then who gives a rat's ass? However, as you pointed out, and we've said this before, whether it came down to the Kraft or whatever it might be, Deflategate, the way that story was broken, the way the guys like Mortensen fed it a little bit, maybe with some false information.
With that first report.
Inaccurate information, I should say. How people ran with it. Yes, we've said this before. Let's see how big this story gets. Let's see how loud it gets, whether it's on print or talk shows or whatever, national stories, and that's how the league reacts.
Listen, Lou, I think they think a lot of those
guys... there's a little bit of influence there, but...
Yeah, I think they think a lot of those guys are buffoons, probably have similar opinions that what we have sometimes with this stuff. But they also know that it does influence them. And you're getting Brady, you're getting Belichick at a period now where the careers are coming toward a close. They're at the end. History is playing into all of this stuff. And I think it is a factor. If I'm Belichick, I am ripped right now. And I'm ripped because I'm sitting there going, are you kidding me? I just got over this last scandal. And it, in some respects, maybe he's looking at it saying that it could have sometime maybe jeopardized his legacy somewhat. And now they're going to throw this thing and I got absolutely nothing to do with it. I mean, that's why he's being so adamant right out of the gate. I don't blame him.
Yeah.
And,
no,
and it's public perception out there that's creating this fake connection between Belichick and this Kraft TV production.
So he did speak today. Bill did speak today. So far it's been... us on Monday, right after it broke. It was a coach's conference call yesterday with the Cincinnati Bengals. Three questions from the Cincinnati Bengals beat reporters. And then today, of course, we knew it, that they would go into it again. And this is Bill answering the same question over and over again.
Dr. Kai, I know that you said that football and the team production side are different entities. You guys did
the football team, the football staff, and the coaching staff. Had nothing to do with what happened. Nothing. So we have no involvement in it.
You guys had a scout in the Cleveland press box. So was he aware of the rules that you can't film from the press box?
He was doing his job. That's what he was doing. He was doing his job. We all tried to do. That's what the football team, the football staff, and the coaching staff did last week, to try to do their job for Kansas City and then Cincinnati and then Buffalo next week. And that's it. So I just answered a question. That's it. We had no involvement in it. Zero.
Bill, have you heard from the league at all?
I told you everything. Look, Mr. Kraft made a statement. The team made a statement. That's all I'm going to add.
Have you reached out
to... do not have anything to add.
Zach Taylor. Or
do not have anything to add.
I wanted to ask you about the rookie class.
We're moving on now.
That's when you look back at your notes class. Like, what do I do about that? Yeah. Rookie class?
Reached out.
Do not have anything to add.
Zach Taylor.
Do not have anything to add.
His opening statement.
Did you reach out to Zach Taylor and did you call him up, Zach Taylor, and say, hey, just so you know, I know you're new to this whole thing, young head coach, one of the youngest in the league. Just so you know, I had nothing to do with this.
Here's the other one,
so
too.
So when we meet at the end of the game and we blow you out 30-0, don't take it personally.
Right. He actually opened up today talking about the Bengals and was praising Mike Brown. And I have great respect for the Bengals. Obviously, he's
the
doing
Brown
it.
Brown family.
He's doing it because of this.
Just a couple days, though. Did you hear that in the beginning? What did he say in the beginning?
Yeah, I spent the last couple days here, a few days getting familiar with the Bengals and,
last couple of days, just trying to get familiar with them.
So
does he usually say that?
When the team sucks that he's playing against, if it just happens to be a team like the Bengals, maybe the Green Bay Packers, that has a lot of history behind it, ownership, the beginning of the NFL, he'll gloss and shine all over them, especially when they suck, because he has to find something positive to say. And with the Bengals, he does not have a lot of material. So, of course, oh, Mike Brown. I mean, every time they play the Bengals, you have to kind of talk about Mike Brown and the Bengals.
Well, he's talking to
his... How about they're one of the worst franchises in the history of the NFL?
Yeah, but he's talking to his team when he does this. We know this, and we've known this for years. He gets up there, and he wants his team to believe that the team you're playing on Sunday is the best freaking team that has ever played on an NFL field in the first 100 years.
It's a football
team
that doesn't have a good record, but they actually do a lot of things really well.
All three phrases. Right?
In all three phases of the game.
Exactly. Does it all. And we all know that the Cincinnati Bengals suck. They've got one win, and that was against the Jets.
Although, what would you say about if I told you that maybe Julian Edelman doesn't play?
It would be a tighter game.
I'd say good.
Yeah.
I would actually say good, too. Yeah, I think maybe, even if you squeak it out, which I think he still would.
He needs a
week. Did not practice today.
But not only that, but I don't think the media saw him Sunday after the game.
He had some type of Tuesday. Leg issue after in the
what's
late in the game.
I'm back in here. Again.
Today's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Do you have a phone?
The holidays.
Look at your phone. There's a calendar on
Monday,
your phone.
Like throws me off or not, but I don't think anyone's seen him all week long, and he wasn't there today at practice.
Was
at least
not.
In the media.
Nah. So
is there a chance
maybe
that they just say, "Hey, listen, you got us through this stretch"? I mean, you know, maybe they weren't in a situation they were in. Maybe we wouldn't have played against Kansas
City.
Maybe we wouldn't have played against Houston, but they're like, oh, Jesus. I mean, we need you in these two games. Once we get through it against Cincy, all right, chill. Which I don't think is a bad idea. And I know, I still think they can beat him without him, but Jesus.
Well, you
let's see what everybody else can do.
You got to get him right. He is just not
exactly.
Right. And you're going to rely on him, I'm sorry, when you start playing some of these other teams. Here's the other one I keep on hearing out there, and I heard it nationally again today. This is what Belichick does when he's playing first against first-year coaches. He has to go and cheat because he doesn't know what do. Here's the problem with this one, okay? Zach Taylor was basically the pseudo-offensive coordinator. He was the quarterback's coach in title, but he actually was kind of running the offense along with the genius 33-year-old head coach out in Los Angeles.
You're doing great, man.
In the Super Bowl, right?
Mm.
In the Super Bowl. So Bill Belichick told us on Monday, they're running the same offense that the Rams ran last year in the Super Bowl with maybe not quite as much talent.
Yeah.
Okay? but they're doing it. So he knows what Taylor does and what he likes to do because they faced him last year in the biggest game of the season. So it's not like it's a first-year coach and you've never seen anything he's ever done. Plus, you've got, 13 games on tape here to know exactly if anything he's doing is any different. This idea that, oh, my God, it's a first-year coach, so that's why Belichick is doing it, it makes no sense. You're worried about Zach Taylor? Mm. All right, 617-779-7937. This hour has been brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Kaplansky.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.